Today, the headquarters of Australia's big four banks received some fake inflatable dolphins in protest for funding projects from energy company Santos. The energy company is facing accusations this month from a whistleblower about an oil spill in northwestern Australia, allegedly killing marine life. Organisation Market Forces is behind the protest and is demanding banks and financial institutions fund greener and cleaner energy projects to achieve climate targets in Australia. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked asset management campaigner from Market Forces, Will van der Poel, about their actions today.
Today, the big four Australian banks, that's ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, NAB and Westpac, received a special delivery of dead inflatable dolphins. This was to highlight the bank's financing of oil and gas company Santos, which a whistleblower last week accused of covering up a 25,000-litre oil spill off the coast of Western Australia. And that oil spill, it said, actually killed marine life, including multiple dolphins. So the message was quite clear. These were dead dolphins delivered by Santos and paid for by the big banks.
And could you please expand a little bit more about the oil spill that you mentioned that happened in Western Australia?
So last week, a whistleblower who was a former Santos employee worked with Senator David Pocock to table information in the Senate that described a 25,000-litre oil spill at Santos's Varanus Island facility, which happened last year. But had failed to be properly disclosed and investigated by the company, according to the accusations made by the whistleblower. It included photos, really disturbing photos, of dead dolphins in the oil spill kind of region. And the statement also spoke about other marine life, including sea snakes, writhing in agony as a result of the oil spill.
And could you expand a bit more on how Santos and the big four banks are connected? What are the projects Santos is getting financed by the banks?
So the big four banks have loaned a collective almost $2 billion to Santos since 2016. And that includes, most recently, they all contributed to a $1 billion deal for Santos in August last year. The most common way that the banks are financing Santos is actually through general corporate finance, which means the company can spend it any way it pleases. So not necessarily specific projects being financed, but we know that Santos's, you know, intention is to continue developing and producing more new oil and gas projects. And so the banks are really financing this climate destructive activity that Santos is pursuing, which is developing new oil and gas fields that are incompatible with meeting global climate goals.
And what are the demands Market Forces is asking the banks about Santos projects?
All banks should not be financing any company that continues to expand the scale of the coal, oil or gas industries. It's very clear that in order to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees and avoid the worst impacts of climate change, we need to stop expanding and stop developing new oil and gas and coal projects and actually start reducing production and use of these climate-damaging fossil fuels rapidly. So any bank that is financing companies that are expanding coal, oil and gas production is undermining global climate goals and really doing a disservice to the community at large and certainly all of the customers that the bank is responsible to.
Now, Market Forces has been very vocal on telling banks and financial institutions in this case to invest in greener industries, but some of them are still financing fossil fuel projects that you, like you mentioned, Santos and all these four banks. Do you believe the banks will understand at some point they need to switch their investments to greener industries?
The banks have to understand that they need to stop financing fossil fuel expansion and instead pour money into the renewable energy transition that needs to speed up. The reason that they will need to respond to this is their customers have to demand that the banks stop financing new and expanded fossil fuel projects and instead finance the transition to renewables. So it's really up to all of us as bank customers and members of the community to demand that the banks act in our best interests and in line with their own climate commitments by reining in finance to climate-wrecking companies like Santos and instead directing it to the green energy transition.
Asset management campaigner from Market Forces, Will van der Poel, there ending the report by The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.